Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got another incredibly important worldwide transmission joining us today. That is, we have Charlie Daniels joining us today in the middle of this important worldwide transmission. And I have a splitting headache. I would not even be in here. I rarely have headaches this bad. But I have Charlie Daniels coming up today, so I am here. And we also have Joel Skousen popping in, dealing with Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. So again, very, very important transmission lined up for everyone today. As you notice, the news just gets more and more, well, revealing that we're in the middle of an extreme global offensive by authoritarian corporate fascist operatives to bring in a ground-level socialist-slash-communist system to collectivize and destroy private property for the working and middle class and concentrate all private property in the hands of the global bankers controlling that collective. Now, as you know, I spent almost the entire 3 hours yesterday covering the article by Paul Joseph Watson that has a real army document in it. In fact, some of the disinfo operatives aren't even denying that it's a real army document because it's been declassified. They're simply saying, hey, what's the big deal with having PSYOP officers in domestic camps? We need them. I thought the camps didn't exist, but now, well, of course, I mean, the Star Spangled Banner. For the land of the FEMA camp and the home of the re-education center. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? The TSA agent has grabbed your 5-year-old daughter by the arm. She's crying as he gropes her. He's enjoying the fear. Get back in line, mister, or we'll hurt your little dear. Yes, that is our... In fact, I've gotten the Star Spangled Banner. And I was just going to play the Star Spangled Banner music under me today and just impromptu make something up. But I'm actually, over the weekend, I'm going to take the words and actually write a new one. Excuse me when I do silly singing and stuff. It's totally impromptu. But I want to give you the New World Order Star Spangled Banner. I think it's going to be quite effective. In fact, I think you should do your own and sing it on YouTube so we can just illustrate how ridiculous all this is. So, digressing, ladies and gentlemen, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. And then one of our guests pointed out a document that's been public for some time yesterday. Dan Feit was on the show, and he pointed out National Level Exercise 2011. Docs found an Army Corps file server. They were classified, but somebody put them in a public place. Thank you. We'll take those. File server proved upgraded for secret civil disturbance operations Complain 3502, which shows how they round everybody up and take you to the re-education center. So we've got those incredible graphics from the plan. And then, of course, we have this little jewel. I've wasted a lot of time. I think about how I've been on air 17 years, and I haven't been hardcore enough. We really do have wasted years. Not anymore. I'm turbo charging to the next level. And I'm telling it like it is. No more holding back. This stuff's been hidden in plain view forever. And the collaborators out there that work for this system, You are going to be judged. We'll be back with the big breaking news. There's big breaking news. the fourth day of May 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours at least. The bomb's bursting in air. That our flag was still there, but it's not still there. The globalists have captured the federal government. They have captured most states. They are openly announcing world government and that the president is under UN command and that the Congress is ceremonial and vestigial. The entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being systematically hacked up with a machete in front of all of us, and I personally have had enough of it. We do have Charlie Daniels, who is fighting back for the Second Amendment with Gun Owners of America, with a new film coming out. I love Charlie Daniels. Some of my favorite old-style, real country folk music. I don't really call it country. It's more folk. He's going to be joining us. He's so country, it's pre-country. He's going to be coming on with us here in about 25 minutes. And he's also been speaking out against Agenda 21 and the New World Order. So Charlie Daniels is on fire, and he's really waking up to the New World Order. So I look forward to having him on with us for the first time. That said, yesterday we covered this story for the entire 3 hours. And I'm going to get Joel Skousen popping in about an hour and a half from now to give us his quick take on that and this other little piece of news. And I saw this in the Washington Times. I went and looked it up in the Russian news, and it's true. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. In a meeting with NATO, Russian Chief General Staff, that's their Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said, fine, go ahead and activate those, or right before you activate them, we're going to attack them. Because, see, that then allows the West to launch a first strike and use the missile defense to shoot down the Russian response. That's what they're saying. I mean, we are not in Kansas anymore. I mean, the Russians during the Cuban Missile Crisis weren't, in 61, 62, were not threatening to attack. That was just clearly a option on the table. The Russians during 888, back in 08, the attack on Georgia, the Russian-held areas rolled missiles in and said, we're preparing to launch nuclear missiles on NATO forces, and NATO pulled out. I mean, this is just an insane game of brinksmanship. And the globalists may think because they've cowed the American people and dominated us and can take the troops' death benefits the last 12 years. When you die, they steal your death benefits. That's on record. A deal the Fed signed with Prudential and others. And they may be able to sign us on to a quadrillion plus in fake derivatives. I mean, just because the globalists can make 40-to-1 bets and Corzine can lie before Congress and steal billions and not get in trouble, still, you bankers are going to start a nuclear war. And I guess that's why you got all the bunkers built. You're doing whatever you can to get the Russians to launch an attack. And I guess you'll just crawl into your bunkers while the rest of us get nuked. It's disgusting. It's truly disgusting what these arrogant globalists have done. All right, so that is coming up. But here is our top story. And you guys do have the Weather Underground video ready, correct? Okay, we're going to go to that in a moment. That's the video that is in this little gem of an article. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. Weather Underground terrorists plan to eliminate or kill 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Now, this was later confirmed in federal court. They admitted to this, and they were allowed to kill police, citizens, you name it. And it turned out, of course, Bill Clinton, the few they sent to prison, Bill Clinton, a decade and a half or so later, gave them all pardons. And Bill Ayers is the guy that helped put Obama through college. He lived with him. They helped pay for his house. Let me explain this again. The president's main mentor, and I'm going to play video of this in a moment, wanted to take 25 million of you, and of course I, obviously, to torture camps and re-educate us. And they thought that, more than 25 million would be taken. 25 million would have to be killed. Well, You don't think we're just going to go along with you when those army trucks pull up, do you? I mean, just because you guys now command our military, you don't just think the military's not going to figure out what's going on. You don't think the police aren't going to figure out what's going on. Listen, we've got you in check, and we're going to checkmate you, scum. We're going to take this country back, and we're going to arrest you, and you're going to get a jury trial, and then you're not going to get eliminated. Here's people that like to kill everybody. See, the communists always want to get rid of the death penalty in their phase of takeover. Then they bring it back as soon as they're in command. So we're not going to give you what you want and act like you. You'll just spend life in prison. How's that sound? As an example to everyone. But if you ever do start carrying out your killings, you will get a jury trial, and then you'll get hung by the neck until dead. We need to bring that back. That's the best way to do it. Not the lethal injection, not any of that. I like hanging. And we've got Larry Grafwald, and I want to try to get him on. This all came out in federal court. This is confirmed. This is from a 1982 documentary. But my point is, people are saying, Alex, we saw you play this 10 years ago. We saw Glenn Beck play it last year after we played it again. I mean, this is not new news. It's new because, you see, the military has been given, for the first time we know of, not plans for civil unrest. That's been on the books forever, since riots in New York hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago. This, that's one thing. It's one thing if there's a fire or riots or things like that. This is taking you to re-education camps for your political views. And let me assure you, they're not going to be taking the weathermen to the re-education camp. And they shouldn't. There shouldn't be re-education camps. That's right out of Lenin, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. That's the communist model. And in the re-education camps, folks, they don't really re-educate anybody. They arrest a bunch of people that are on the fence, take them in there, and torture people they're planning to kill anyways in front of them, and then create internal armies that'll go out and rat out and go after whoever they want. They have these camps to identify, just like they've done at Abu Ghraib in Iraq and Camp X-Ray and Camp X inside of X-Ray. They take a bunch of innocent people, most of them below the age of 14, to create the next wave after 5-6 years of conditioning to lead the new Al-Qaeda or to lead the new opposition. They release people out of the camps to go infiltrate the resistance, the counter-revolution. They release them out to then go out and infiltrate and try to radicalize and do other things. All right, so here it is. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Paul Watson countered the shoddy disinformation operatives that tried to claim it didn't affect the U.S. with a screenshot and book note. We already had this, but in great detail. A long article titled, Yes, the Reeducation Camp Manual Does Apply Domestically to U.S. Citizens. And it explains Social Security numbers, how to arrest citizens for their political beliefs, how to reeducate, the brainwashing, the loudspeakers, all of it. Go read it. Go look at it. Go check the document. And no one's denying the document's real. Just like NDAA, all of it. Now, let's go ahead and start getting to this story that's up on Infowars.com. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. It's on the featured news area. Whether underground terrorists plan to eliminate 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Okay, and this all came out in federal court. This was admitted. He was part of the Central Committee and would go give the orders to the operatives on the ground by the Ford Foundation-funded banker terrorist. Here is the beginning of that video with Larry Grafwald. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of.
I first saw this video when locals were airing it in the mid-90s on Access. And I would have arguments with Kelly and others. He didn't want his last name said. And I would say, they're never going to bring foreign troops here. We'd fight them. And he said, you don't understand. They're slowly training different groups of military to do this. Here are the documents. And now it's all out in the open. I mean, all these foreign troops they plan to use in different sectors. They select out the small portion of U.S. troops that'll do this, the small portion of police that'll do this, put them in special units under FEMA. That's now all announced. Let me give you the document. Con Plan 3502, Master Pentagon Blueprint, RNC G20 lockdowns. Just look it up. People put stuff on servers and don't know they're making them public. That's, and the government confirms that that's real. And this new one was classified, but they've now declassified it. So that's Con Plan 3502. We're going to come back and play the clip in its entirety. I just wanted to stop, and you're hearing this. And notice when they take over, they say they're not worried about the economy. No, no, they want starvation and things to break down. Lenin, 30-plus million. Stalin, they debate 25 to 35 million. Poland, Ukraine, Russia, and they just turn everything off. They just take over, hoard everything, sit there in armored fortresses while everybody starves to death and fights, sending out men in tanks and armored vehicles to just grab people randomly. Lenin's memos even say that. Just randomly grab people. Rape their wives in front of them. Blow their kids' heads off. More terror. It's called Red Terror. This is banker terror. New World Order terror. And they've got their spies and their people everywhere, and perverts and sickos who can't wait to rape your wife and rape your children. We'll be right back. Charlie Daniels is coming up. And he's speaking out about the globalist takeover of America. Personal Jesus. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to this. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps, whether underground terrorists planned to eliminate. That's kill 25 million U.S. citizens. Let's start that over. In re-education camps. And then now we have this 300-plus page document. In fact, here it is, FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations overseas and domestically, February 2010, political dissidents for their views in the camps being re-educated, in political re-education camps. They even call it re-education camps. I mean, this is directly out of North Korea. Okay? Get the article at Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to Twitter it out during the next break. In fact, let's remind me of Twitter that Charlie's about to be on. In fact, I'll be talking to him during the break. So will one of you guys do that for me? Just ask Kurt to Twitter it out saying, hey, Charlie Daniels is coming up. Thank you at Real Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and go to this clip because you should know this is what they have planned. And this is the mentor of Obama. And this is the head general there in their communist Politburo here in the U.S., he's the man who would go out and give the orders to the rest of the people. This was the plan. He's in the meetings. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking.
Good pause.
And teach them.
Back it up 10 seconds. We didn't hear that again. And then what did Rex 84, years after this film came out, and it came out in court, under the Reagan administration, of course, Reagan didn't know what was going on, but during his administration, the government had this for illegals, communists, and others. So how do you sell the conservatives? You tell them it's for the communist, but it's really the globalist plan. The globalist poses communist, as fascist, as Muslim extremist, but it's always the globalist. It's just different tools they're using. Let's continue where they talk about the extermination in the camps. Here we go.
Southwest. where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982, Larry Grathwall, who later became an informant. But this all came out in court. They admitted their plan to do this. And again, people accuse us of having headlines that are too hardcore. I called Paul up this morning, does a great job, and I said, I want you to change your headline from incarcerate 25 million Americans to eliminate. So we changed it to eliminate, and then I was watching it again. He says kill, because some people are already arguing what eliminate means. So I'm going to call Watson during the break and go, I'm sorry, even when I was trying to be more hardcore to show the reality, I couldn't deal with this mentally. So I whitewashed it in my mind to eliminate. He says kill. So we'll change that word in the headline to kill. Or I'm guilty of whitewashing. And again, people didn't believe the communists would do what they did in Russia or China or any of these places, Latin America. Communists have killed, conservatively, you could debate the numbers, it's over 150 million. I mean, it is incredible. And they do this. They come in and they do it and they mean it. And that's what Agenda 21 is. That's what they're doing. And it's up to you to get these articles and videos at InfoWars.com and get them out.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
Oh man, it is hard to turn that off.
The devil is due.
That is one of my favorite songs in country, western, folk, you name it, and my children love it. We routinely listen to it when we're cooking breakfast in the morning. Part of the greatest hits with Johnny Cash and people like that in the background. But this is the first time I've ever talked to him, and I'm almost tongue-tied. Charlie Daniels, he needs no introduction. But the best part is he's always loved America. He's always defended the Bill of Rights and Constitution, including the Second Amendment. And now he's really coming out against the globalists, the New World Order, Agenda 21. And I was just talking to him the last two or three minutes before he went live here. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com. He's on tour nationwide right now, but he told me he's not here to talk about that. He's here to talk about Agenda 21 and a new documentary that he's voiced called Behold a Pale Horse on the Second Amendment and more. Mr. Daniels, great to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be with you. And that's, you know, everybody needs to be talking about Agenda 21. This is one, another one. You know, one of the things that really scared me, and should scare everybody, is the way this health care bill got pushed through. Is you could wake up one morning, and after a midnight session of Congress, we could be, there could be, I mean, no telling what could be done. And this Agenda 21 is an evil, diabolical thing. It is global in scope, and everybody needs to know about it. I think people know about it. We've been armed about it.
Well, you write about it at CharlieDaniels.com. Tell us about your, you know, political awakening that's, I guess, decades old, but currently what you're most focused on. And let's talk about Agenda 21 and why people should be concerned about it.
Well, let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world, and there must be a shift in attitudes, individual wants, needs, and desires, or be conformed to the views and the dictates of government planners in the process of implementing sustainable development. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. That's for starters. That, if that shocks anybody, then you should dig a little deeper into this thing. And if I, just go look it up. Don't take my word for it. Just go look it up. It's the information, they've been pretty bold about it, I will say that. And the information is readily available on the Internet. This is a thing that, you know, I mean, it goes on into no individual ownership of property. I heard a thing the other day. I raise farm animals. I raise cows and horses. And there was a bill that passed. I didn't know what it passed at the time, but it was called the Food Protection Act. That might not have been the exact.
Yeah, the Food Safety Act. Food Safety Act.
Right. And I called our two senators. It was in the Senate at the time, and I called Senator Lamar Alexander's office, and I called Senator Corker's office. And I said, I asked, of course, I didn't talk to either one of them, but I talked to their aide. And I asked a guy, I thought it was on the floor. It had passed. Senator Alexander had voted for it. I called Senator Corker's, and I asked a guy, I said, what about the small farm? Oh, Senator Alexander would never do anything to hurt farmers. Called Senator Corker's office. Well, Senator Corker voted against it. Now, you know, what's the deal here? If it's good for the state of Tennessee, why would one senator vote for it and one vote against it? The thing about it to me is this, and what people don't realize has to be brought home to people. You say, okay, if you know, things go south, I got an acre of ground, I go ahead and plant a garden. I'll get me a cow, a couple of pigs, some chickens. No, you won't, because under the Food Protection Act, they could come in and say, you can't grow anything because you're spreading bad stuff into the food supply. I saw a thing the other day about mad cow disease out in California. It's becoming, okay, you're endangering the health of all the animals in the country by your animals, so you can't grow your animals anymore. That sounds very, very far-fetched, but that is the scope of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 wants to reduce the population of planet Earth by some, I'm afraid to even say it because it really makes me sound crazy, but some tremendous event. Earth is God to these people, and they're, you know, we're mistreating the Earth, us evil human beings. The Bible says God gave, you know, he gave this Earth to man.
Dominion.
To subdue, and the animals on it, everything on it. And it, Earth is not God. I love the Earth. I'm a very earthy sort of person, but it is not my God. It is not a God. It doesn't have any power. And we have mistreated it. I know we've mistreated it, but it's, the Earth is perfectly capable of refurbishing itself.
I was about to say, Charlie Daniels, our guest, they don't care about the environment, these globalists. They've got a lot of people that follow them that do, that are misguided. It's all about a power grab. Under Agenda 21, Obama can shut down coal power plants that his buddies don't own, and he's done it, and then that makes General Electric and others, who, by the way, are tax-exempt under this fraud, they make giant profits. It's about monopolies. And when you talk about the Food Safety Act, you're right. Big Pharma and Big Agro wrote it to shut down family farms. I mean, look at them going after the Amish. I'm just backing you up here, Charlie. Look at them going after people with lemonade stands. Look at them going after gardens. The system does not want us self-sufficient.
Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
There is something afoot here right now. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something. And the one thing that really scares me is the fact that we are one Supreme Court justice away from Obama doing just about any damn thing he wants to do. I mean, if you can't get it through the Congress, Congress and Senate would never have enough guts to try to take people's guns away from them. They would not do it. They know it would be political suicide, but if it's done through the Supreme Court, it becomes the law of the land. I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well. But if they come out and people say, well, I will not give them my guns, it'd take about one or two Ruby Ridges and Waco's to convince people, hey, it ain't worth it. You know, and that's how deep this thing goes. It's, you know, it scares the heck out of me. I'm 75 years old. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'll live to see this stuff implemented or not, but I got a kid and I got grandkids, and I don't want to see them live in a world that Big Brother runs and you got to worry about some Nazi type SOB come knocking on the door in the middle of the night and taking you to task about some opinion that you have, a hate crime opinion. You know, to me, what is a hate crime? I mean, you know, if you kill somebody, you must hate them. I mean, how many times do you kill somebody? If you hate somebody, if it's a hate crime, do you kill them twice? What is it? You know, what's the difference? So, you know, these little things in this Obamacare thing that was passed, we have a congressman named Bart Gordon in Tennessee that he was not going to run again. He voted for the Obamacare knowing that his constituency did not want it. He has disappeared. Nobody even knows where he's at. I tried to call him out. He owes it to the people who put him in office to come out and tell us why he voted for it.
And now we see Obama, Charlie Daniels is our guest right now, giving 2,000-plus companies waivers. So, again, his buddies get waivers from what he does. That's total discrimination. But going back to the Second Amendment, as you know, I know you're a big supporter of them, the NRA, and they're usually pretty, you know, conservative about what they say. They have the intel, and the Washington Times reported on this last year, that in his second term, he is going to try to ban semi-autos. And then we got documents that he told the Brady campaign, don't worry, I'm going to do it, quote, under the radar. And remember that tape that got recorded, he didn't know people had, where he said, yeah, these Bible-hugging, you know, gun-hugging, bitter clingers. And so absolutely, sir, they are coming after our guns. What about Fast and Furious, where Obama shipped guns into Mexico and CBS got the memos to blame the Second Amendment?
Well, I think Eric Holder, for the two things, he should have been, either if he did that, he should be impeached and run out of office. He claims he didn't know about it. If he did, he should be run out for incompetence. How do you cross guns into a sovereign nation across international borders and nobody knows about it except the peons that work in the thing? Now, just tell me, how do you do that? If the Obama administration is that incompetent, if they can do that, if they can carry guns across state lines, I mean, across international borders and give them to people, or I mean, in essence, that's what happened. It's not that they didn't actually carry them across themselves. I mean, once, and you don't know about it, it's going on in your department, will you fire everybody in your department if you know? But this guy knew about it. He had to know about it. There's no way Holder didn't know about that thing. I don't care what he said. And I honestly, and I will accuse him of lying if he says he don't know anything about it. He knew it. He knew it early on. He didn't do anything about it. He's such an arrogant SOB that he thinks that anything he does, he can get away with. And, you know, this is just any other administration would have fired him 2 years ago. And this guy's wreaking havoc with America. He's wreaking havoc in Arizona. People knew what was going on in Arizona. I met the family of a rancher, a third generation or so rancher in Texas who was killed by people coming across the border. I mean, this is a family. This is a good American family that make a good, honest living off the land and are good people. And their father and their husband have been killed by these people who come across the border. This is what's happening all along the border. You don't hear about it. But every time somebody comes across, some of these people come across, certainly they come across there. They just want to make a living, okay? You want to make a living, you want to do it. Go do it like everybody, my people did when they came over from Ireland and other people when they came from Germany and Israel and all these places, immigrated here. Why? Just because they live next to us. People from Canada can't do that. People from Canada can't walk across the border. This is so daggone totally political and so base expanding and so, you know, a contingency thing that we can get as many voters. We get what? Tell me something. How can you go into a bank and cash a check and it makes you put out a picture ID? I can't get your plane without putting a picture ID. I can't vote in my state. And they know who I am. I vote the same polls all the time. But you got to present that ID before they're going to let you vote. And you mean to tell me that it's right to let people go vote and we don't even know if they're citizens?
Well, Charlie, as you know, all over the country, right here in Austin, they let the illegals basically vote. They let them get bank accounts with no ID. But I've got to go show three sometimes at my bank. The point is that the government elite are on top. The illegals are second. Citizens are third class. And the government just ignores laws whenever they want. It's totally lawless. This is globalism. Now, talking about Agenda 21 and this whole world government situation, I'm seeing a huge awakening. Arizona's on the verge of passing it. Another state has passed a law against it. Other states are passing laws against the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans. It does look like there is an awakening happening. And to go back to that song you had about, you know, America waking up and getting, you know, together again, you know, we damn sure fooled you. I think we're on the cusp of another big awakening.
I certainly hope you're right. I hope you're right. I was involved in the National Day of Prayer, you know, yesterday, and I was making speeches. And one of the big things I was talking about, the further away we get from God, the more lost we get. And, I mean, it's just it's an absolute fact. And this thing of being upset when you see a cross somewhere or something and this little handful of people want to remove, you know, and they'll tell you, these people will tell you now, just rank and file citizens, well, this constitutional separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution. It says nothing about separation of church and state. It says Congress shall pass no law concerning religion.
That's right. Congress can make no law, and they take a letter from Thomas Jefferson saying he didn't want to have one church, one state religion, and they twist it. So instead, the government runs a religion, and they say that's the Constitution, when that's the opposite. Government cannot touch it, cannot do anything, zero. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Charlie Daniels, you are absolutely on target.
Well, you know, that part of the law in the Constitution was to protect the church from the government, not the government from the church. And it's all twisted around. But, you know, if we start talking about, you know, things that offend you, I see stuff all the time that offend me. But I'm not going to go out and do a protest about it because, I don't like it. If other people want to, you know, have lewd pictures up and that sort of thing, I don't have to look at it. I can walk right by it. Don't bother me. Why can't they do the same thing with the cross? It's like these people just go around and look for little things that, and what the situation is, it's not separation of church and state, it's separation of God and state. That's what they want to do.
Well, sir, as you know, they want to replace it with this fake environmentalism, Agenda 21. They admit in the UN they want a global religion. They said that at the last big UN summit that Lord Monckton and others that were there saw and got the documents on. This is a cult, and you notice it's just Christianity. They're even telling people not to wear shirts with a cross on it in the mall now. It's an idea that you don't have freedom of speech in this country.
Oh, we have freedom of speech in this country, and I will wear any dead blame thing I please to. You know, I mean, that's just a situation. I hope people listening, people don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated by this stuff. Biggest part of these things that you're hearing are not law. They're not law in this country. Separation of church and state is not law. It's not constitutional. This thing, Agenda 21, that we're talking about, please don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to believe it. So go look it up on your internet. Go check it for yourself. It is very real. It's been going on since back in the 70s. Some of the most powerful people in the world are connected to it and endorsing it and promoting it. And the UN, which in my book should be the building, should be pushed into the East River and turned into a homeless hotel and run them people out of here. Let them go to Paris. It's just a toothless debating society, anti-American debating society, I should say. Can you imagine these idiots running anything? They can't find their way to the bathroom. And they want to run, they want to take over our national parks. They want to say what we can do with our food chain and what kind of animals we can raise and this sort of thing. It ain't. It's just like you said a while ago. This is total power grab, total control.
Expanding on that, break down what you cover in the film Behold a Pale Horse.
Well, this basically, Behold a Pale Horse goes into Agenda 21. It explains it more fully. It talks about things that are going on, that have been going on, and where they're headed, how far this thing goes. It talks about it's about a global, and I hesitate to use the word conspiracy because it's been so overused, and so, but let's say a lot of people in the world, very powerful people, presidents, high politicians in other places, the biggest bankers in the world, the basically run the big media, that run the networks, the governments, the industry, the big industry, the big banks.
Charlie, stay there. Sorry to interrupt you. We got a break. I want to come back and get into this. And it's a local Fredericksburg, Central Texas filmmaker, and it's got Joel Skousen, Edwin Vieira, Larry Pratt. Man, all these great people in it. And of course, it's narrated by the one, the only, Charlie Daniels, who's on with us right now. CharlieDaniels.com is his site. My site's Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, Behold a Pale Horse with Charlie Daniels just came out, and my crew reminded me, hey, the guy that made that lives out in Fredericksburg. He wanted you to be in it. That's why everybody's in it but you. And it just fell through the cracks, just like Aaron Russo tried to get me in America, Freedom to Fascism. I have got to start being in these films, but it doesn't matter. I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's powerful. Folks can just Google Behold a Pale Horse film and find it out there, or Behold a Pale Horse Charlie Daniels, and not confuse it with the book that's out there by William Cooper. And I can't wait to see it and certainly have the filmmaker on, another great Texan out there. Finishing up with Behold a Pale Horse, Charlie has agreed to stay with us 20 minutes of the next hour to take calls on any issue you want to raise for him. 800-259-9231 on this Friday edition, 800-259-9231, to talk to the legendary Charlie Daniels. Doesn't get any more country than that, doesn't get any better fiddling than that. And he joins us again right now. Briefly, getting back into Behold a Pale Horse, and then I've got a question for you about where you see this country going in the future. Charlie Daniels.
An awful lot of that depends on, what happens in this next election, in my opinion. I personally think if Obama gets elected again and gets any kind of, unless the other side gets, and I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, I don't claim allegiance to either party. I can't see any good coming out of it. If you stop and figure, you cannot get out of debt by spending money. And this debt has got to be tackled at some time or other. Our entitlement thing has to be tackled at one time or another. The country's just going to go broke. And, we got to see what happens and hopefully make some gains and build on that. But the whole thing about it is, like I said, that, the further we get away from God, the worse off this country gets. And that was the National Day of Prayer yesterday, and there were a lot, millions of people around the country that were praying for, for God to intervene and help us get back on the right path here. So that's the main thing. And I don't see any good coming out of another Obama administration. I'm sorry. I don't hate the man. I don't hate anybody. But I do not see his policies working at all.
Well, look, Obama has openly said he wants a world government, and he doesn't believe in individual liberty. He is a tyrant. And I look at now a leaked army document. Obama had him set up a plan for re-education camps in America. And this just broke yesterday, so you probably haven't seen it. But then I have this video of breaking down Bill Ayers, who was for re-education camps. That came out in federal court. And he, of course, was Obama's mentor. But to learn that they're trying to get the army, and that's why this leaked, the army doesn't like it, to prepare to basically round up political dissenters, that means us, and re-educate us. Boy, I tell you, this is... What do you think of that if it's true, Charlie? I know you haven't had a chance to see it yet.
I think it's going to be a hell of a war in this country. Exactly what I think. You can't stand still for this. There's no way you can stand still for this. They're going to come. That's what I was talking about. The midnight knock on the door. What's the difference between here and Soviet Union if we do that? That's what they do in China. That's what they do in North Korea. That's what they did in the Soviet Union back in the old Iron Curtain days. That is not America. That we cannot allow that to happen in America. And anybody who promotes that, Obama, Holder, whoever, need to be gone. They do not need to be in any position of power at all. That's what we've got to do somehow. We have got to get away from these people, the enemy society.
Sir, but we're about to go to break, but there is some good news. Record numbers of guns are being sold, 5 million in 1 month, a few months ago. The American people say it's because they don't trust this president and this government. So I think the system needs to understand that.
Well, I think we need to understand it, too. And I tell you what, anything to do with guns ain't going well. I live in Tennessee, and people treasure their guns there. And, for hunting and target shooting and stuff, and protection. but it ain't going to go well in my party country at all. It's not going to go down good.
Yeah, we know. Tennessee, the volunteer state, helped found Texas. And Tennessee's thrown bad governments out before. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Charlie's with us another 20 minutes. He'd stay longer, but you know, he's got to get on down the road to play a gig. And I said, hey, listen, we'll get you out here in 20 minutes and you can be off the races. And he said, oh, you don't know how true that is. I'm playing the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Okay, let's go to some phone calls here. Jonathan, Michael, John, Patriot, Richard, and others. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Yes, sir. This is glad to speak with you, Charlie Daniels. This is Ed Fox 777. And I was wondering, can you by chance assemble a cast to sing about Agenda 21, similar to like they did with We Are the World?
Hey, listen, he's the guy that did the song that In America. Oh, I love that song. And then, I mean, so many other patriotic ones. Yeah, we saw that new song that came out by Hank Williams Jr. Telling Obama where he can go for getting him fired. What about you doing something like that?
Well, you know, I kind of take it as it comes. I get these inspirations to write songs. I don't. That was a unique idea that you came up with there, Jonathan. I hadn't really thought about it in that way. I am very much, I want so bad, and what we're doing now is good, is to let people know. A lot of people don't know this thing even exists. They have to know what it exists. They have to know what's in it. And I believe when they do, we will see some mad people in this country.
You could have a song about get your 21 out of here or you're going to get a 21-gun salute.
That's right. That's probably what happened, too.
Oh, man. Jonathan. Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. Man, Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, gentlemen, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Hey, yes, sir. Big fan of yours. And you know what? You probably hear my Yankee accent. I've only been down here in Texas for a few years, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me, this job transfer. But the thing that, and I'm asking if you've seen this, even in your state, people that, you know, all they care about probably is volunteer football and, you know, Dancing with the Stars or even on, you know, CMT, they'll watch them, that version of
yeah, but there's always people, I want his answer to this, but there's always people that don't care. It's always been a minority that actually fights for liberty, just like in 1776. Charlie?
Yeah, that's true, but if it's a fair enough minority, you get the majority's attention. You know, people don't realize this thing. I was unaware of the scope of this thing myself, but just a short while ago. I've been hearing about this global thing going on for a long time, but to get down and get specific about it, they've now put a lot of it in writing as to what it
exactly.
Is.
Who showed you the proof? Who showed you the proof in turn, Charlie Daniels?
I looked stuff on the internet. I mean, it's there. It's there for you to look.
I'm interested in who got you to look, because this is what you're talking about. We've got to give people the facts.
Well, that got me specifically on Agenda 21 was Chuck Hunterson, who did this movie. Because he's really delved into it. He's talked to people that are very familiar with what it is. This documentary, this Beyond the Pale Horse, goes into this whole situation. It names names. It names agendas. It names what has happened, how far we have come along, or how far down the trail we are. And some people who explain from their point of view the general... his name slips my mind right now. I can't remember. He was head of the Special Forces. This is a man who has the credentials behind him that is a great, great American who explains what has happened to this nation insofar as headed towards socialism is concerned. The steps that were taken in other places where socialism took a hold, the steps that they took, what they did, how they went in, how they started, and it goes through this whole thing, and he stands there and explains it, and you believe him because he's telling the truth.
It is.
Because he is a man with the credentials behind him to know what he's talking about.
Well said, Michael. Thank you. John, Patriot, Richard, Doris, everybody, your calls are coming up. Usually we have calls from all over the country. It's Tennessee and Texas calling today. And Michigan. And we got some in Canada.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, we'll be right back. No, it's awesome. Charlie Daniels, I'm like a little kid in a candy shop here. This is fun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, a Texas filmmaker has made a new film with Charlie Daniels. Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance, and they do have a great website, beholdapalehorse.tv. So we do have that website for you. Of course, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My film on Agenda 21 and the UN takeover system is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online. Even though you know about this, folks, pay it forward. Get the video online, YouTube, Google, pass it on to others. We also are carrying another film that exposes Agenda 21, Farmageddon, eye-popping wake-up call, Los Angeles Times, of how they are harassing farmers, Amish, you name it. I mean, they're arresting people for gardens or selling tomatoes now. I mean, they want it shut down. That's available at Infowars.com. Charlie Daniels of CharlieDaniels.com is our guest. And we were talking during the break. He says he'll come back on with the filmmaker of Behold a Pale Horse. So we'll line that up the next month. Excited about that and excited to get my copy. I actually got invited to the premiere last week. Like an idiot, didn't go to that either. But it's good to learn all this today. I just knew we were getting Charlie Daniels on, and I'm excited to have him. Anything else, Charlie, before we plunge back into calls in this final segment that is burning in your heart and mine right now that you'd like to relay to the population?
Yesterday I met with a whole bunch of good folks, and we talked about it. Remember, we have one hope, and it is to get back next to God. That this country was founded on that. And there's a big war on Christians right now. Don't be intimidated by it, because we win this thing in the end. And just stay with it. Stand up for what you believe in. The name of the game.
Well, there's a reason the globalists and the communists and the socialists and the collectivists are always trying to henpeck us into shutting up, because we've got the power. Free market, capitalism, liberty, private property, family, God, country, that trumps the crap, I'm sorry to use that word, they're selling. And so they want to shut us up.
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah, we don't shut up, are we?
No.
I ain't never shut up.
Oh, man. Let's talk to Richard in Kansas. You're on the air with Charlie Daniels. Welcome.
Good to speak with you again, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm well, thank you.
My question to you is, upon reading the undercover of darkness signing of, for example, the National Defense Authorization Act, if upon reading that, you got the exact same sort of red flag feeling that a lot of us got, thinking this is automatically for us, not for other countries.
Yeah, let me put it this way. Obama now says the war on terror is over overseas, and Al-Qaeda is good, going after Libya, and they're our friend now, and Bin Laden's dead. But then he says, we're going to expand the TSA. Now they have checkpoints in Texas, in Houston and Dallas, where they grope your wife and your family and your children. So now they're telling us the war on terror is for the returning veterans and gun owners and libertarians. I don't know if you saw those Homeland Security documents.
I did hear about that. That's just a dang disgrace. I mean, that's just, you want to get my blood boiling. You start messing with the military and with the veterans. They are, without them, there is no us. And I have been among these people in the last few years, our men and women in uniform, in some pretty desolate parts of this world. I want to tell you what, they're the best we've got. The best we've got is not on Capitol Hill. The best we've got is in the uniform of the United States military. They're the best Americans we got. And when I see somebody messing with them, it just makes my, it really gets my dander up. people who are returning from our wars are heroes and should be treated as heroes, and to even for anybody to even have the arrogance of accusing them after they've gone and put their lives on the line for this country, and somebody comes along and accuses them of being a terrorist? Come on, man.
Well,
that's too far.
Well, the person doing that is obviously the un-American terrorist. But that shows they want to bring in this Agenda 21. They are scared in these documents, MIAC and Homeland Security. It's made big news. If you're a new listener, folks, this is real. Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, but number one, returning veterans, they're teaching police that they're the biggest terror threat.
Well, that's just BS, man. That's just crazy. You know, let me tell you something. America is not stupid. I mean, I guarantee, how many people are going to believe that? That sounds like something out of a fictional novel of some kind. That our returning veterans are terrorists? Come on. Nobody's going to believe that. Nobody does believe that. Of course, there's people that are just sheep that are led around by the nose or believe anything you're told. But people to get up and go to work in the morning and make a living for their family, good God-fearing people are not going to believe that. They know that's a bunch of BS.
The only people that would say something like that are people that want to overthrow this country. They come in and say constitutionalists and libertarians and conservatives and veterans are bad. That's what you'd expect, you know, in the 70s if the Russians took over.
Exactly. Well, it ain't going to work. We can't let it work. There's too many people out there, man. It's too many. I see too many good people every day. They ain't going to swallow this.
Do you agree, Charlie?
That's the thing about educating people about this thing. Please, people, if you're listening to me, don't take my word for it. Don't take Alex's word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Prove it to yourself for the sake of your children and your grandchildren and yourself and this nation that we all love so much. Get on your computer. Look up Agenda 21. And find out what it is and what it means and how it's going to affect not just us, but the whole world. Do that. Don't take my word for it.
You're right. John in Texas, we got to move quick here. We're running out of time with Charlie Daniels. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Sean.
You know, basically, we're in the Soviet system right now. It's just soft core. Because of the Second Amendment, they can't really get rough. So they're implementing it slowly in spots where they can. But the key to all this is the Second Amendment. Once the guns are gone, the velvet glove comes off and the iron fist will come down and we'll be in a red terror that the world will never see.
Amen. Amen. You're right. We can't let that happen. That's the thing about it. You know, that what scares me more so than anything else about this is one more Supreme Court justice. Stop and think about it. You've got Sotomayor, Mayor, and you've got Elena Kagan. Elena Kagan should not even be on the Supreme Court to start with.
She helped write the health care law and is now going to rule on it. That's illegal.
Yes. She should have been recused. She should have recused herself. We've got our Constitution is being trampled on by this government and this administration.
Charlie, what do you make of Cass Sunstein? Since you said that, Cass Sunstein is the guy they've got lined up. Obama says that'll be his next nominee. Cass Sunstein has said, I'm not kidding, pull this up, I can't believe it, he said it. He wrote papers 5 years ago, 4 years ago, saying, arrest people that don't agree with man-made global warming or at least fine them. He is a total authoritarian, and that's who Obama wants.
Then they're going to have to come get me. Because I think man makes up warm. I don't think man can't control the climate of this kind of this world. That is stupid. If this world is changing, it's God's doing. It's not ours. If it's warming, it's God's doing. It's not man's doing. We can't do it. We can't control it. And, you know, that's just downright stupid. Anybody that has those kind of preconceptions should not even be allowed to go in the Supreme Court building, much less serve on the Supreme Court. And that's what I'm talking about. That's where, if we aren't careful, Obama's big power is going to come from, is from the Supreme Court. And then Congress can sit back and say, well, we didn't do it. Well, yeah, you did. You sit back and let it happen.
Amazing.
You know, you confirm these idiots.
Charlie Daniels is our guest. Thank you so much, John. Patriot in Michigan, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Charlie. It's an honor.
Hey,
Charlie, I would like to commend you for speaking out. I wish more people of your stature would do the same. Just a quick little tidbit, Alex. I'd like to say thank you to all of you. We have started speaking out. We have built a social network. We would like to invite you all. It's patriotspot.wallfm. It's got a ton of Alex content, full of Agenda 21.
Good job, buddy. We appreciate you. Tell us if you got a question for Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. What do you think we should do in response to the NDAA?
Response to the what now?
The National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA bill.
Yeah, what do you make of Obama?
Me or him?
No, I mean, what do you make of Obama, just to be clear, with NDAA? You know, that's where he says he'll arrest citizens and disappear them if he wants.
I think you ought to call your congressman, your senator, and raise hell with them. Tell them they can't come back to state if they let something like this happen. But that's a danger again, the Supreme Court situation. They'll never get that through Congress. There's no way they'll ever get it through Congress. But you wait for the Supreme... I mean, that's what scares me. That right now is one of my biggest fears in this country, is the Supreme Court passing something, and the Congress, you know, when you don't read bills, if you can't read bills, you got no business up there. You vote for stuff you don't even want the heck it is. That's stupid. That's not America. That's not what they're there for. We need to get squared away here. We need people who are going to support our Constitution and people who are going to support Supreme Court justices that are not left so far in one direction that they can't possibly think the right way to rule right on things. This thing about arresting people, that ain't going to happen. We can't let that happen.
I was about to say, is that they put a bunch of degenerates and crooks in so foreign interests can use America like a vending machine. They stick money in, pull the lever, get whatever they want out of it. Let's jam in more calls here in the last few minutes with Charlie Daniels. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Doris. I'm in Nashville right now. Charlie Daniels.
Well, bless your heart. I'm up here in Louisville right now.
Listen, I'm really glad to hear you two link up together. I've been a Prison Planet member for since March of 11, and I think that we are completely being taken over if people don't wake up, and they'll listen to people like you. And this is sort of like the Alamo. Tennessee wouldn't be a Texas without a Tennessee. I call Lamar Alexander. I call Corker all the time. They always tell me exactly what they told you. They will never vote for these things. Now, they just did the transportation and highway thing, and in it was a section about firearms. And they said it, he didn't vote for that. I looked up the votes, and they voted yay on it. I don't know. He said, well, he didn't vote for that part.
Well, I know this. They're always changing those bills. But what I know is in that bill is that the IRS just says you haven't paid your taxes. I mean, I've had them come after me, and I know full well I've got mainline accountants and paying all that, you know, stupid tax the Federal Reserve. And just for them saying you haven't paid, they take your passport away, which is a right as a citizen. Charlie, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's just another power grab. You know, it's just like they just keep coming at you from every direction they possibly can. Well, how about this situation? We're going to make kids under, what was it, 16, working on farms?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, now, isn't that brilliant? The best way in the world for kids to learn work ethic is to get up. Farm kids have the best work ethic. I used to work on a farm when I was a kid. You know, kids that drive, the kids that are 10 years old on farms do a better job driving a tractor than most people on the highways do with automobiles. That's stupid.
Well, here's the deal. My dad grew up on a farm, and I've worked on the family farm we have in ranches nearby. They sent me down there for a whole year one time. But the point is that that's what teaches you to act like an adult when you're young and teaches you responsibility. And some of the best workers on those farms are children. They're having a good time, and they've got a lot of money in their pockets instead of playing video games or joining gangs. But it shows how they want to destroy parental control over their children.
Well, it ain't going to happen. We can't let you. You know, somehow, some way, we got to say our prayers and pull our vote and leave her, and we cannot let this happen. It's obvious that this is a very clear-cut deal here that we want to go this way, that Obama is going to take us, and he ain't going to change. It's going to be worse if he gets a second term. Are we going to go this way? We're going to try to go another way. We're going to take a fork in the road. And, you know, it's like, I don't know anything about, I look like Mitt Romney's going to run. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I know he ain't Obama. And I know, you know, to me, I don't endorse political candidates. But right now, I would vote for just about anybody but Obama.
You'd vote for Mickey Mouse over Obama?
I'd vote for Mickey Mouse in the New York Minute, yeah. In fact, we ought to start that. Let's do that. Mickey Mouse for president, yeah.
Over Obama.
We've got a Mickey Mouse president now. What's the difference? Yeah.
Exactly. Let's jam in a few more for Charlie Daniels, then he's got to go play the Kentucky Derby. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Texas. You're on the air, Don.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to recommend to you, since you've got a musician you're interviewing today, a song that nobody knows, but they think they do, and it's the Star Spangled Banner, The Last Verse.
Well, you know what, you're right. It does have a last verse, but the thing about it is, when you do it, nobody wants that last verse because it takes too long, and they're burning up network time, and they won't get home with the football game, you know? But so, yeah, definitely there's a last verse to it.
Can I quickly recite it?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation.
The conquer we must, then we cause it is just, and thus be our motto, in God is our trust. Yeah, that's why they don't say that.
And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Everybody needs to memorize that.
Good verse.
But you notice it says, if our cause is just, you see, and that's why they want to make us corrupt, because we lose all of our providence once we become corrupt.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you're on the air with... I'm sorry, Charlie, go ahead.
I said, we're not going to let this happen. We can't let this happen.
We're not. Caller, you're on with Charlie Daniels. Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to, since you got a musician on, remind you all of that and all your listeners.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, we've only got a few minutes left with Charlie. We're going to break here in a second. I want to jam in a few more. He's been very nice. CharlieDaniels.com. But Charlie, I've got to selfishly ask you a question. How did you come up with The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and how did you come up with the best fiddling I've ever heard?
Well, I have to disagree about best fiddling, because I don't consider myself that. But the way we came up down to Georgia is a pretty boring story, actually. We had written and rehearsed a whole album's worth of songs to go in and do an album. And we got in the studio and said, we need a fiddle tune. I don't know why we didn't discover it before we went in, but we said we need a fiddle tune. So we took a break, moved out of the recording studio into a rehearsal studio, and wrote this song. I don't know where the idea came from. I read an old poem back in high school by Stephen Vincent, they called The Mountain Whippoorwill. It had to do with fiddling, and it always impressed me because I was a young fiddle player. If that's where the idea came from, but I got this thing. Devil went down to Georgia, and the guy started chipping in, and here we went. And first thing you know, went back to the studio and recorded it. So it's that. Not great. I wish it was a better story about that, but it's actually not.
Well, you could always come out with another one, but... Let me ask you this, then. It's kind of a right stuff question, where they say, well, who was the greatest fighter pilot you ever knew? And he was about to say Chuck Yeager, but he said himself. Who do you think is the greatest fiddle player, living or not living?
Johnny Gamble is hard to beat. I know you're familiar with him.
Yes.
There's a couple of guys on the opera that are Hoot Hester. It's an excellent fiddle player. The best hoedown fiddle player right now, in my opinion, is Earl White, who plays for the Square Dancers on the Opry. Hoedown fiddling is almost a lost art nowadays, because there's, you know, people don't square dance that much anymore on a grand scale. And some of the guys that I run into on the road once in a while, some of these young guys are really, really good. Kids ask me about playing fiddle. I say, don't look at me. I hold the bow wrong. I hold the fiddle wrong. I put too much pressure on the bow. You know, but that's my style, but it may not work for you. Now, you run your violin, think you're crazy, don't do it. I don't read music, so I just do it however I want to.
All right, I'm going to jam in two more calls, but folks, you've got to just ask your question. We've got to go, because we've got about 2 minutes left here. Let's talk to Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, you're on the air with Charlie Daniels.
Greetings and salutations. Hi, talk show host extraordinaire, freedom friend, Mr. Daniels. Basically, this is my question. Do you really understand the real crux of the situation here? Up until 1951, 90% of people paid income tax. The government did something very smart in making people invest in the government. So, therefore, the mindset is they got to collect that check, you know, from the government for the Social Security.
Brother, listen, I could put you on hold and come back to you after break because we've only got a minute or so left. Do you have a question?
Yeah, the question is, do you understand that that's what the real mindset is? That's the kind of strong...
I'll put him on hold. Charlie, he's saying the income tax is unconstitutional. We didn't get it till 1913. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I don't mind paying tax. I mean, I don't mind paying, you know, there's no taxes in the jungle, as they always say. I don't mind paying tax, but I don't like paying exorbitant taxes, and I think we should have a lot more say about how they're spent.
I don't like our money being used against us.
I think we should have a flat tax across the board, and, you know, no deductions, no nothing. The IRS is way too big. Don't need that many people up there doing that. Give us a flat tax. We can figure your own income tax. 10%, okay, fine. Here, 10% of this, that, send it in, be done with it.
Well, that's the big thing about the income tax is that it, you can go to 50 CPAs. Money Magazine's done this. You get 50 different answers. It's written so they can claim you did something wrong. Let's talk to last caller, Lauren in Ohio, a 770 AM listener. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, just want to say bless you. The reason we shouldn't have any tax on the fruit of a man's labor. What does our declaration say that the government was being developed for? To protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. God is the creator. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. He gave.
No, I hear you. Do you have a question for Charlie?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the solution. We have to stop obeying these people when he's talking
no,
about
I hear
the
you. Rate
of the Supreme Court.
I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Well, it's going to come to people saying no and stop complying. Charlie, we've got a minute left. Any closing comments for America out there listening?
I'd just like to say I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to meet you long distance here, and I've really enjoyed your show, and I enjoyed talking to your listeners. And you're doing a great work. You know, keep it up, and just inform, keep people up with what's going on, and because there's so much stuff that you're not getting on the mainstream media. And let's fight this thing. I mean, you know, I'm here. Y'all are there. Let's just let you're letting your voices be heard today. How you feel. Don't, you know, do it in the local workplace.
You're
do
right.
It wherever you are. Let,
you're right.
Let
I
your
mean,
voice be heard.
We can do this together. We can turn this country around. Look at you taking time out to fight tyranny. Charlie Daniels, thank you so much, sir, for the time. CharlieDaniels.com. All right. God bless you. We're going to come back with calls, a ton of news, and a lot more on the other side. That was Charlie Daniels. We twisted his arm into a whole hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us for the big news and information.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, the last few callers wanted to talk about how the income tax is a fraud. We don't screen your phone calls unless I say we're taking the calls of farmers or police or auto workers that were covering a specific subject and want their expertise. But obviously, if I say we've got 2 minutes, I want to take two calls, quick question. You then can't start a minute diatribe and expect Charlie Daniels to answer. So instead of just asking a quick question and getting something in, people just start running on. Then they get mad at me, and I feel bad. I'll guarantee you, when this video goes up on PrisonPlanet.tv and on my websites, I'll see comments like, there's Jones, you know, cutting them off. When they were asking an important question, it's a break. I skipped the last break that drives the network crazy. I can't skip local breaks. Those belong to local stations. But I skip network breaks all the time. I've skipped a break. That's like coming into an aircraft carrier with no fuel. You got one pass to land. I got 2 minutes left. I try to go to your calls, and then you just start going into the whole history of the income tax being a fraud. I'd already mentioned that to Charlie. But we're bringing Charlie along. He's waking up to Agenda 21, to the New World Order. not just kind of mainline right-wing politics. We're waking him up. And so he doesn't know what you're talking about. That's why I would preface it and say, did you hear about that where they said the returning veterans are the number one threat? He had heard of that, so he could talk about it. He didn't know what you were talking about. It's like a 10 and 21. He was saying, I didn't know about this till recently. Somebody, you know, a filmmaker, contacted me to be in a film about it. I went and researched it on the UN website, found out it was true. And again, we've been on in Fredericksburg for 17 years. I know that filmmaker contacted me to be on. That's the type of thing I love to see. Probably somebody we woke up. A film I didn't even appear in. Just like I didn't... Aaron Russo kept begging me to be in America, Freedom to Fascism. And I'm not bragging saying, oh, hey, look, I'd have been in this or I'd have been in that. It's just funny how busy I get. Because there's just stacks of interview requests in there I just turned down. And then I realize, wow, I'm probably blowing it. So I'm going to tell the Behold the Pale Horse folks, if they want to put out a second edition, I'll be more than glad to be in it because I've been watching clips of it. Wow, talk about good. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. And so there's your endorsement right there. And then I think about America, Freedom to Fascism that reached tens of millions, was a blockbuster for liberty. And I'll talk about a who's who. That's who's in that film. I want to carry that thing. By the way, that guy's emailed us and contacted us over and over again. And, of course, now we can't even find his contact. So if the director wants to come in here in studio, get a hold of us right now. We want to have you on. But continuing, if you just joined us, we had Charlie Daniels on. The type of thing that irritates me, though, is that I know I'll be criticized for hanging up on those callers or putting them on hold as if I was censoring them when I wasn't. There wasn't time to do a treatise on the income tax. There wasn't time to go into that. We have constant guests on exposing it. It is a fraud. It's unconstitutional. But we didn't have time. It'd be like if you had to be at work in an hour, you couldn't go to a matinee two-hour movie. Got to be at work in an hour. Takes 30 minutes to get to work. Can you watch a two-hour matinee? No, you'd end up being 2.5-3 hours late to work. You cannot do it. Like I saw a comment in the article about FEMA camps. And the reason I'm covering this is it deals with people's lack of deep thought. And the article, leaked U.S. Army document, outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And this is the big issue. But there's like 450 comments in there. And half of them are saying, yes, we're accurate, and you know, here's some more documents. And then another 25% are saying, yeah, it's pretty bad. I hope we can back this off. But the other 25% are saying it isn't true, even though all the documents, links, screenshots, PDF, highlighted areas are right there. And then another group in there are saying, Alex Jones didn't give credit to who first broke this. And I know how Watson is. If somebody else covers it, he always links to them. Especially because in case it turns out to be not totally accurate, somebody else did it. So I call Watson up this morning, and I saw a few of these comments. And I said, where'd you get that originally? And he said, an email. One of our listeners pointed out it was in the, you know, Defense Department websites. And I said, yeah, okay, well, thank you. Just so I could certify, it was somebody made a video mentioning it. And that's the whole point, is then we see it, or Charlie Daniels sees it, or Ron Paul sees it, and then we cover it. We're not, every time I get amateur activists on, all they want to do is thank all their friends and everyone else like it's an Academy Awards ceremony. We're not here to just constantly obsess over who covered what first or who knew what first. And I saw the person commenting said, Alex Jones never gives credit and never helps other activists. Really? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the mothership of bringing other people on and waking other people up and having candidates on and researchers and activists and filmmakers and people taking action. That's what we do. And it isn't that I don't like being criticized. I don't care. It upsets me to just see that kind of trolling, swarming. We've got FEMA camps being set up with massive MPs being trained and private contractors in billion-dollar contracts every few months to prepare to turn the camps on. I've never seen this happen. They've taken them out of mothballs they had set up at old bases. They're firing them up. And 25% of people in the article are saying we're making it up. Not quite 25. And a few percentage points of those are complaining about who reported it first. That is insane. That is crazy. When all we do is link to other people's videos. When all we do is promote everybody else. It's amazing. This isn't about being big stars. This isn't about getting attention. The only reason I want to get more attention is the bigger I get, the better chance I've got of not being killed. See, it's not the way you think it is. It's when you're small and exposing corruption at point-blank range within the organization itself, they come after you. And I'm just so tired of the infighting. I'm so tired of all the mindlessness. It's just so pointless. Like, I don't mind being attacked by people because it actually just advertises us. I had somebody last week run these Google ads, a big Google ad attacking something I was selling. And it tripled sales of the product. And that's the way God takes attacks and turns them into something good. And I was like, oh, they must have run out of money. I wish they would have continued that. The reason I'm against being attacked is because those people are spending their time doing something that is a waste of time. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I could sit here and plug stuff every hour. The last two or three days, I've hardly plugged anything, even though that's how I fund my news organization, my reporters, my webmasters, the customer service people, the researchers, the accountant, the writers, you know, all of it. But then God does things like somebody attacks me thinking that when they run a Google ad, making up stuff and lying about the ProPure water systems, then that just tripled sales when their ad ran. Tripled sales when they ran a disinfo piece attacking the ProPure filter that I could sit there and plug every hour if I wanted to. I've done the test. I've looked at them. I think it's the best filter out there. Quite frankly, we don't carry some of the other filters because they would break in shipment and the people wouldn't try to refund it. We had all sorts of complaints. Something that was really good, we started getting complaints about. So for a year, I didn't promote anything until I tested stuff myself and said, I like this. And does it mean it's the best thing in the galaxy? No, it's the best thing I found. The storable food company we've got, I bought from three or four places. MSG, additives, crud, tasted like garbage, was old. Finally found a place that, oh, was the biggest, the oldest, the best, the newest food. That's who I promote. Does it mean I'm perfect? No. I promote what I believe in. I promote the InfoWarsTeam.com with the best vitamin and mineral supplements I've found that we've seen real results with. Saw Aaron lose 90-plus pounds. It's not even a fat loss program. I promote what I believe in. Does that mean I'm perfect? No. But let me tell you, I get offers every day. Not even every day, every hour. They had like 100 offers in there for advertisers. And I'm like, I'm too busy. I got to go do the nightly news. I'm like, can you just, this is like a week of stuff. It's like 100 offers. You have to approve the advertisers. And the problem is, if I can't research an advertiser, I don't take it. Not because I don't think they're good. I have to use something. I have to believe in it. I have to get into it before I'll promote it. Let me tell you something. There is almost no one in radio, TV, or print that does that. I could call up Time Magazine and put ads in there for any amount of baloney I wanted. They take the ad. No questions asked. This place, but then you get attacked for what you advertise and sell. And you think, man, I might as well just sell people crud. But I go, no, that's the devil talking. It's because we are moral and upstanding that we're always accused of not being moral and upstanding. It's because our heart is right and we try to do good that we're always being attacked and people are always saying we're not pure. Well, let me just do you a favor. Let's just say I'm impure, because we all are. But let's just say I'm consciously bad, which I'm not. I'm consciously good, that's why I'm dangerous, for all my problems. Let's just say I'm bad and get that out of the way. Government and COINTELPRO wants us to all fight with each other and nip at each other's heels all day instead of dealing with the hardcore issues. That's why I blow up when some guy calls up and says, oh, the National Guard's doing patrols on the streets. What's the big deal? You should have gotten both sides. You're bad. And I go, okay, what am I bad about? Well, you just are talking bad about the National Guard. I blow up at him because I'm not talking bad about the National Guard. I'm talking bad about how they're being used, along with the regular Army and Marines, to acclimate us for military on the streets of America and feds on the streets. And it's all happening. And the guy sitting there saying it's not, I'm not putting up with it. Okay? The sun came up this morning. If somebody calls me and says, Alex, the sun didn't come up this morning, I'm going to either hang up on them or I'm going to start yelling at them. That's what I'm talking about. I live this. I research this. I am telling you what I really believe is the truth. And I'm like 98% accurate. I used to say I was 99%, but really I'm about 2% of the time we're wrong now because we're doing too much. There's too much happening. It's moving too quick. Okay? But I wake up in the middle of the night worried about this. The New World Order is real. The cancer viruses and the vaccines are real. Look it up, please. The sodium fluoride, the bisphenol A, it's all real. And we fight the sodium fluoride and bisphenol A, we're getting it pulled out. And we fight the corn syrup, people are stopping to drink it. And people are finding out we're saving a lot of lives here. This is real. And it is a crime to sit here and attack people that are doing the best they can. And again, I'm not angry because you're attacking me. I'm angry because we need you fighting the New World Order, folks. In a sick way, when you attack me, it makes me more powerful. But it doesn't make the movement more powerful. Do you understand that? And that's why it makes me want to cry. And I'm sick of the trolls, too. The way they manipulate people to argue with them and fight with them on Prison Planet and InfoWars, the way they kill discussion. That's why I've never had a full-time moderator. I've hired two. And starting in the next few weeks, because one of them just now getting hired, we're going to have people on there 24 hours a day. You go into the InfoWars message boards or the Prison Planet forum, and you try to start infights, or you go into subjects about one thing and try to change it on purpose, and we know your IP address is the same person posing as three people, you're just gone. We want to have real discussion. We want to move things forward. We want to organize against tyranny. I will tell you, finally, after 4 or 5 years of being put off and not working right and everything else, we are going to beta test starting next week the social network, but you got to sign up for the free newsletter at the InfoWars Insider on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com. If you sign up to that email, as hundreds of thousands have, we will send you an email sometime next week with the social network web address and information. And you can be the first to beta test it. And then a few weeks after that, we'll work some bugs out. We're going to go full bore, full tilt boogie. We had a little off-the-shelf social network that got like, I don't know, 35,000 members or some 37,000. How many? It was 38,000. 38,000 users, but the program couldn't handle it. It was like some little thing for little sites and crashed, and we couldn't fix it. And I've run into people on the streets. I was at a UFC fight that Joe Rogan invited me to 2 years ago or 3 years ago in Austin. And not one, but two different couples came up to me. I mean, you talk about God. Because, I mean, I probably only had it two other times separately happen on the street. In one night, a man and a woman and a man and a woman walked up and said, will you please bring the social network back? We met on your little social network and got married and have children. And then after the fight, I'm leaving, and another couple walks up and goes, Alex Jones, we met on the social network. And I was like, whoa. Now, maybe it was a coincidence, whatever. The point is, we've got a beefy one that we're going to beta test next week. And if you're signed up there at the email, the free email thing, you'll get it. Because I can't give it to the full, you know, tens of millions of listeners, because if there's any problems, it'll just wreck it. So we're going to beta test that next week, and I'm sure it'll be attacked by people and stuff, hackers and folks. But whatever, we're gearing up for that because it's going to have a dating area. And not even dating, just getting together. We're going to call it Freedom Lovers. And it's going to be, you love camping, you love shooting, you want to meet people in your area who are into freedom to go bowling or to go down the love tunnel there in the floating swan. This is it. So we've got that finally going. We've launched PrisonPlanet.tv to the next level, the nightly news. We're doing all this other work, and we're just doing everything we can. And I'm basically like a fighter in round 10, stumbling around the ring half the time, bumping into things, but I'm doing the best I can. You better know that. I know this is real, and I'm giving you the best I can, and I hate myself for not doing better, believe me. But I'm just learning to just say, you know what, I'm doing what I can. That's why when somebody calls up thanking me, it's like taking a branding iron to me, because they're counting on me, and all these people are looking to Alex Jones. And that's what I'm talking about myself, is I'm trying to like openly have full spectrum, transparency of where I'm at, so you can understand where the info war is. Your calls are coming up, then Joel Skousen.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
My point is it silly to be here talking about infighting when Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps, whether underground terrorists plan to eliminate 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. And that ties in with leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America where people that don't agree with the New World Order are taken. And I've been to the urban warfare drills and covered them and watched the system trained to do this. I mean, this is real. This is illegal. I can open the phones up right now and load it with police and military. Plus, I have the documents and video where they'll go, yeah, it's true. We raid gun shop dealers and people's homes and people that won't turn their houses over. Yeah, the Army dresses up, the Marines dress up in police uniforms, and we go and do it. And it's secret, and it's illegal, and they just do it. Just like torture is illegal, they just do it. Or warrantless wiretapping. We're in trouble. Okay? We're in an authoritarian system, as an earlier caller said. We're in a Sovietized system. They just haven't ratcheted up certain parts of it yet. But now they're starting to take those out of deep freeze, out of mothballs, and fire them up. They're tuning up the war mocks. They're tuning up the juggernauts. They're tuning up the war machine. And I'm telling you, we need to get the word out. And people know. It's why they're buying 5 million guns a month. People know. But I don't want to just sit here and get a bunch of ammo and guns. It's not going to hurt the New World Order to have a bunch of shootouts with idiots, you know, local police that are brainwashed. I'd rather go out and make them not be idiots. I'd rather take our country back. Come on, we can do this. I mean, if it comes to the shooting war, that's what has to happen. But I'm trying to do everything I can to avert this. Basil in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. What'd you think of Charlie Daniels?
Well, hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I had a quick question for Charlie when he was on earlier, but I guess basically now what I want to say is he has a song he did with Aaron Lewis of Stain. Name of the song is Country Boy, so I guess I'll turn it into a plug real quick. Real, real good song, real good lyrics. And then real quick, one point I wanted to make. I'm originally Middle Eastern, Syrian descent, and I want to tell all of the Muslim and the Middle Eastern listeners, you guys need to get on board with what's going on here. You know, there is a real revolution here. People keep talking about revolutions in the Middle East. Those aren't revolutions. When the United States and those interests, they get in there to defend their interests, that's all they're doing. That's not a revolution. It wasn't started by our people. You guys need to wake up. You need to realize that if things don't change in this country, they're not going to change anywhere.
Well, that's right. This is the empire's muscle, and we have to get our republic back and become a country instead of an empire. And again, we don't. A lot of people think we get the goods of the empire. We pay for it, and the foreign bankers get it. And then they, in turn, use our tax money to pay to use General Motors systems to build up China. I mean, it's incredible. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back. He was listening on an app on Android. Don't forget, we have the free iPhone app in the listen section of Infowars.com. We're going to come back and go to Casey, Noah, George, Jake, and others. So stay with us. Your calls are coming up in the last 30 minutes. Joel Skousen on this big news, Russia threatens to strike NATO. Missile defense sites. I mean, that is a big deal. This isn't just some poor third world country the bankers can kill. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we're not screening your calls. Is anybody concerned about confirmed plans with the camps that are already in place to take political dissidents and brainwash you and re-educate you? I mean, you like living in North Korea? They want to bring us there. They want to make America like North Korea. The out-of-control crooks with the TSA, all of it, is about breaking our will and getting us accustomed to that. Are we going to put up with this is my question. 800-259-9231. Casey in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? It's an honor to be talking to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you.
I've got a few quick things to bring up here. I'm a city driver for a local freight company in Oklahoma City, and I have seen an enormous amount of TSA field training kits coming across the dock where we're delivering here to a Lockheed Martin facility in Oklahoma City, on the south side of Oklahoma City by the airport. And I see a lot of it coming cross dock, going to different parts of the nation. I've never seen the amount. I'm talking 60, 70 skids within 2 week period going.
No, they got billions of funding this year to put TSA all over the country. They're going to come to Austin and like, look, I'm going to grab your genitals at the park. You know, they're not. We're not just going to molest your children at the airport. We're here, and they're coming, and they're going to search bags without warrants, and they're going to do it. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. They've got to get you used to people at street corners checking your ID so they can say, oops, Alex Jones, when you're out at the shopping mall or at the grocery store at church, they pull you over or the TSA stops you and they put you in handcuffs. Army truck pulls up. Bye-bye. Ha-ha-ha. So, tell me about that, because I know they've been setting up the TSA inspectors, as they're called, in every town. They're our new god. Tell me about it.
Well, and I asked him, why is there so much volume of freight coming across? And one of the guys kind of sneered at me. He said, well, they're ramping up their efforts for checkpoints in America. And I flat out told the guy, they better not try and give me a checkpoint. I still have a Fourth Amendment right. I'm innocent until proven guilty. And they better not try it on me. And the guys looked at me and they called in and asked that I not come back out to that facility again.
Really? So who there specifically said they're ramping up the domestic checkpoints?
Just one of the guys that was in there that was in the receiving, just an older gentleman. And it's kind of like what you said, how before they're collaborators. Some of these people don't have a job and don't have any other prospects but to work for but to be the minions of these globalists. And it's a shame because you see some of these guys in there, they're just happy to get a paycheck. They don't care what they're doing.
So to be clear, he didn't even work for the TSA, but he knew, he'd been told, this is where we're going to set up checkpoints, and he thought that was good just because he was at a loading dock. He's part of the winning team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, exactly.
You know what? Exactly. Stay there. We're going to come back from break because this was actually, I was looking at all this news I hadn't covered yet. And the next thing I was going to cover after more calls was CBS News. Secret Service calls for TSA body scanners on the streets of America to keep the federales safe. And here it is, CBS News. And so what you're talking about is exactly what's going on. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back to Casey. I want you to start from the beginning, what you do, where you were, what he said, what it was like for people on the other side, because I want to cover that article at that point. Then it just dovetails with all the other fun. Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps. But that's not what's important. The important part is that I I get wound up sometimes and interrupt. That's what's important. We want to talk about that now. And you know, InfoWars.com needs to cover this. I actually see this thing going, why isn't Alex Jones covering Ron Paul on our videos covering Ron Paul? And I'm just like, yeah, he's just now getting into Ron Paul. Really, I was promoting Ron Paul when you didn't know who he was 17 years ago. But again, it's not that the attacks are real. It's that it's like a mental illness of these people in their mommy's basement eating Hot Pockets, watching video games. You little kids need to get involved in fighting corruption, not complaining about Alex Jones to count coup and feel like a big man.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CBS News, you name it, is reporting on it. Guys, put that article up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers for me. Thank you. Secret Service wants TSA pat-downs on some trains during NATO's summit in Chicago and naked body scanners. And they're going to have the Army on the streets. Any excuse to militarize America, this on the heels of InfoWars.com story, Obama mentor with video, wanted Americans put in re-education camps. Whether underground terrorists plan to kill KI double hockey sticks, kill 25 million U.S. citizens in re-education camps. Oh, and look, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government, like Patty Hearst with the Stockholm Syndrome. Here's the CBS News headline, Summit could mean airport-style security. And I saw the, what was it, $3 billion extra just a few months ago past Congress, and then there was some other spending as well, where they are calling them TSA inspectors, and they're the boss of everything. They were just going to be at shipping places and infrastructure, but now everything's infrastructure. And they're just all over Texas. I heard San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, warrantless bag searches, checkpoints. They command the police. And I've heard from a little bird in the city of Austin, in the police department, that coming up in the middle of the summer, we'll be getting them here. First, it won't be on the news, though. It's to acclimate officers that they just set up little checkpoints and they have a few little light rail stations. And people get there and it's like, hey, meet Potbelly. He's going to grab your genitals and search your bag without a warrant. So it's here. Now, he just called in, but we got cut off by the break. I want Casey in Oklahoma to describe, and again, everything he's saying is already on record, but this is eyewitness to this. Repeat everything you said and add the other area you didn't have time to get into about what you witnessed there at the main distribution hub in Oklahoma. It's also the main prisoner hub, I should add, for the feds. But break down what you were told this was for. Go ahead.
Okay. The delivery, it says in the body of the bill that I have, the freight bill, it says TSA field training kit. And it's a pretty good size kit. I'm about 6 foot tall, 6'2", and it's taller than me. There's hard case totes on there that have padlocks on them, and it's shrink wrapped. It's got security wrap tape all around it. And I've been delivering to this place for 2 weeks now, probably 16 to 20 skids going to this place. And I asked the guy, why is there so much coming through here? He just kind of looked at me with this little grin on his face. Well, they're fixing to wrap up a domestic checkpoint. And I had to bite my tongue. I told him, they better not do it to me. I still have a Fourth Amendment right. And they called and asked that I not come back out to that facility. Because
they're a bunch of pervs. Hey, do you have any daughters or children? Because they're really looking forward to getting their hands on your wife. See, oh, you think you're going to avoid them by not flying? These pervs are going to get their goods. Take Tennessee. They've had 4 years of grope points with the Army at them, and they actually grope. I mean, imagine you. It's like we're putting our hands on your crying kids. Welcome to America. I mean, this is martial law in slow motion is what it is.
Exactly. I'm not a violent person by any means, but I will stand to defend my constitutional rights. I have three kids, a 10, a 12, and a 3-year-old, all boys.
Ooh, they like 3-year-olds. They like those.
Yeah, they better not. That's like you. Like, oh, you said, but I can't stand it.
But I'm sorry, did you hear? They ordered hundreds of mobile armored pill boxes. They're going to be in armored pill boxes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and 400.
What you were saying about,
sorry, go ahead.
We were talking about the. What that does tell, too, into what you were saying about how they're saying that the returning veterans are the number one enemy. I'm a type of person, I was always raised that you ask the old timers, like any job I've ever been in, construction, digging ditches, running a trencher, running a hay baler, driving a truck. I don't have a problem picking the old timers' minds, asking them, hey, how should I go about this? How should I do this? They've got the experience. I don't have a problem going to them. And that's one thing that I see that they're trying to take out of the equation is these returning veterans. Because when something does come and something hits, and when it does hit the fan, those are the people that I'm going to gravitate to. Those are the people that I'm going to go and try and pick their mind. Teach me tactics. Teach me survival. Teach me weapons. Teach me what they taught you in boot camp. And I see that they're trying to remove that equation, but you can't get the experience and the education from those who have been in contact, who are awake to what this world government is trying
to do. They
want to
get rid of the force multipliers, is what that's called.
That's exactly what that is.
Well, I tell you, so, but you also added, repeat your point about this is the collaborator bootlicker type who enjoys the idea of checkpoints because he feels like he's part of it because he helps ship it to them. Tell folks about that.
Well, exactly. It's like the bully in school, you know, that he doesn't have any power unless whatever you give him. And these little guys here, they're doing everything they can just to have a job. And they feel empowered because they're working with so the so-called powers that be, they're going to march in on the people. I mean, these guys are just, you can just tell that this is their last-ditch effort for a job. And they think that they've got something because they've gone along and collaborated with this enemy that has infiltrated our government like the French did, that turned against their own people. That's ridiculous. How can these people say they're Americans and know what they're doing to this to these people? When this does hit the fan, Alex, and it's coming, and it's going to hit the people that I'm in contact with here, with former military and people that are awake, we're prepared. We're prepared in Oklahoma for whatever comes. And I'm sorry if it does come to that. That's like you said, that's what they want. They want us fighting amongst each other while they set offshore and watch what happens here. But the boys in America, in Oklahoma, we don't miss. We're trained. Whether it's handguns, rifles, bows and arrows, whether it's a swing shot, we're prepared. And it better not come here because they're not going to like what they find.
Well, the collaborators aren't going to like what happens to them. You're talking about the Vichy French helping stand down France when the Nazis rolled in. People say Hitler defeated the French. Most of their military just stood down and have been paid off. That's what the West did in Iraq. They'd already paid off the Iraqi Republican Guard so that almost no one resisted when they came in. And you know, that's how these governments do this. And 450 million rounds of 40 hollow point for the American people. Hundreds of mobile pill boxes. A couple hundred million rounds of 223, 308. They're handing out shotguns and rifles to even non-law enforcement agencies. They are gearing up for a war with the American people. And while the bankers sit offshore, they think they're going to send in the TSA commanding the local police. That's the sickest thing. I've seen newscasts out of Tennessee and Houston, and it'll show the TSA people walking around with a clipboard ordering the police to search people. I mean, it's so pathetic, and it's so pathetic how the Houston police chief is. It makes me want to throw up. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, you were talking about how they were talking about how people are being watched on Facebook and by the FBI. I've specifically been on Facebook myself, and I will put rants up against the government, against the NDAA. I have been deleted while I have been placing my statement and backed out of Facebook on my cell phone, on my Android.
No, it happens all the time. It's all, listen, imagine the millions of cowards that have joined this system. And I've run into them, and they love it. They want re-education camps. These are guys that couldn't get a woman if they had $1 million. You know, a guy that, you know, women can tell when a guy's good and strong. You know, you can't keep the women away from you. These cowards, women run from them. That's why they want to have your women in their little dungeons. These are the type of people. These are just filth. No one wants to associate with them. No one wants to be around them. So they want to, that's why they want power. A powerful person would be embarrassed to act like this. A powerful person wants to crush bad people, not set up domestic checkpoints. God bless you. And then I hear these idiots going, oh, they'll get the illegal aliens. The illegal aliens are given driver's license, bank accounts, everything. When Homeland Security does a stage bus at a meatpacking plant, they take the illegals out the back door and give them green cards. That's Associated Press. So I don't want to hear this is about security. Look, all of you that signed on to this and that rationalize it, enjoy. Jake in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm an aspiring activist. And I was wondering if you could give me some information on how I can start in my local community.
Sure. Go to the city council and tell them that you don't like the New World Order and fluoride in the water and get in their face and scream at them a little bit. Just get in the habit of not caring when people think about you. That's where it all starts. And then just create whatever slogan you think and website and plaster it on, you know, print 500 copies and plaster it all over town. There you go.
Thank you.
Call into talk radio. Go take the classes. They're easy. Get an Access TV show. Call and buy a 1-watt FM transmitter and start broadcasting 24 hours a day off a computer, off an antenna out the window, and put up signs all over your neighborhood so everybody can tune in. You'll reach hundreds. Hit them and hit them hard. You want more advice?
Yes, please.
Well, you want to start with, you know, bashing your head into the wall. That's how I started. No, I'm just joking. Don't do that. That's actually how I started. But the point is that first you got to get mad. Okay, you got to get motivated and you got to stop caring. And some chicken neck neighbor wants to laugh at you. That's because they're a chicken neck. Or somebody wants to walk over and pull their billy club out and tell you don't have free speech. Start beating my head in, man. Go ahead and destroy America. You know what? It's all about not caring anymore. It's all about just saying, you know what? I'm not your slave. Do you hear what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. I'm 15 years old. This is my first time ever calling in.
Well, and I would just call. Great job. Listen, I got Richard Reeves coming up, and I got another guest, but I'll put you on hold. I'll even talk to you off air if I have to, but here's what you do. You just start handing out bumper stickers at school, start talking about liberty. They'll persecute you for that. Then you make a bigger deal out of that to illustrate the tyranny. Then it's in the newspaper. They don't come after your freedom until you try to exercise it. Draw the enemy out.
Way up.
Way up. All right, this is a quick report, and then Joel Skousen is coming up. More of your calls. About a year ago, I was driving down 2222 at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, going about 60 miles an hour. A lady came out of her lane. I was in the slow lane. Almost hit me, so I had to go over into the shoulder. Right as I was going over a hill, there was a bike right up in the edge of the lane. Because they have big shoulders on all these roads. The bikes will get right over on the line or sometimes actually get on interstate highways. I almost killed them. I mean, they would have been all over my car, you know, coming into my windshield. Might have killed me. But I was able to get over as the car began to get over and almost hit them. And the bike rider, as I drove by, was flipping me off. Now, Richard Reeves, who does reports, camera work, also helps me drive the bus around when we go on the road. He's a longtime 18-wheeler driver, you name it, and cab driver. And I was telling the story the other day, and he ran up and said, my gosh, they challenge you. They're aggressive. And they run red lights. They cut in front of you. They get on 360. They get on major highways and get in the roads. And when they get in packs, they get even crazier, and they're getting killed like every week in Austin. And so the answer the government is saying is to shut down part of lanes, Lamar, South Congress, make you back into the parking spots causing all these wrecks. It's all about the bike riders, and that's what the news is saying. Who wins in Boston, bikes versus cars? And I'm not against bikes. I like biking. Richard likes to mountain bike. But when I bike, I get way over on the shoulder. I mean, when I'm in a car, I defensively drive. I mean, motorcyclists don't drive like this. There's something wrong with these bicyclers. And they say, hey, we're taking over. Agenda 21 is using them, telling them, hey, the road's yours. They're talking about taking highways now and giving them bike lanes. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one cause of death for police and firefighters is pulling people over or working highways. This is not fun. This is cars going 75 miles an hour, killing each other. And they've got steel cages. Richard, we only got about 3 minutes, but give us your report on this because they had another person get run over on a major highway in Austin, and of course, trains are killing people now, so they're saying get rid of cars because the trains can't stop. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
Light rail.
I drove for 30 years professionally, 20 years, 18-wheelers, 10 years driving taxi here in Austin and San Antonio, and I got to tell you, when I started driving cab, 10-plus years in taxi business, I started driving in 97, 98 with the cabs, and I've seen as the years have gone by that continually pedestrians and bicyclists just get more brazen and more neglectful about what they're doing out
there. They'll be on their phone and walk out in front of you.
That's right. You know, we talk about texting and driving. Well, it's like recently I saw a pedestrian in downtown Austin that was messing with his smartphone. I don't know if he was texting or calling or what, but he was still walking into an intersection, and he ran right smack flat dab into a van taxi cab right there sitting there at the red light. He just walked right into it. So the bicyclists are challenging down there. Downtown especially is really bad in South Austin, North Austin.
But they'll aggressively cut in front of you and then bug their eyes out, or they'll cut across two lanes. And if you look at them wrong, they'll go, F you.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, bike rage is the issue. But it's like, oh, they're little special. They're our Lord. We must do what they say.
And I'm sitting here. I love vehicles with two wheels. I mean, I've had motorcycles most years of my life, and I intend to have another motorcycle one day. I love
Somebody stole your motorcycle.
Yeah, somebody stole my motorcycle a couple years ago. Otherwise, I'd still have it. And I love bicycles. I grew up riding bikes. I love two-wheel vehicles. But here's the rule, folks. If you're riding on two wheels, whether it's a bicycle or a motorcycle,
you're invisible.
Assume that nobody sees you. You've got to assume that you're invisible. Super defensive, because if a car hits you, a truck hits you, whatever, a motorized vehicle of any type hits you, who's going to win that battle in the long run? I mean, maybe you're 6 feet under, and maybe your family sues or whatever and gets some money out of it. But
that's not even the issue. Sure, there are bad drivers. They admit these bike riders are getting super aggressive.
Well, they are. They are.
And I mean, it's part of that critical mass where they take over New York and stuff. But now it's just like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to run out in front of an 80-mile-an-hour car. That'll show you.
Right. I've experienced that myself. And there was talk on the mainstream radio here in Austin about giving the bicyclist super rights, where there's even a bigger penalty if you hit one or run over one. Well, God forbid they get those super rights, because then they'll really, who knows what levels they'll challenge us then, you know, just driving on the streets. So it's just crazy.
But they break the laws like nothing I've seen.
Well, and I'll sit there. I'll admit, I've run my share of red lights when I'm on a bicycle or whatever, but nobody's ever had to step on a brake. Nobody's ever had to steer to avoid me. That's the difference.
Yeah, but I mean, I was on 360 a few months ago, and I was getting off at the B-Caves exit, and we're going about 10 miles an hour down the deal, and the guy gets off. There's two lanes, and he just cuts in front of everyone, almost hitting him, and then stopping, and then going and acting arrogant. And I'm not into road rage. I control it. But the road rage I'm seeing is these bicycles. They think they're God. They're anti-car. It's liberals on these things. They're anti-car. They're arrogant chicken necks.
And it's like I mentioned to you the other day, the most dangerous people, whether it's drivers, bicyclists, pedestrians, motorcyclists, to me, in my book right now, the most dangerous people out there on the road are the bicyclists.
No, I mean, I see them almost hit every day. They think they're God.
Yes.
And I know when I've been on a motorcycle or a bike, I act like I'm invisible.
Well, and that's the only way to survive.
And then they complain when they get killed, Richard. Richard Reeves, thanks for popping in. Joel Skousen coming up.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you just type into the search engines, The Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen, you can watch an hour and a half special report that we did about a week and a half ago that is very, very informative and popular. We're going to do a whole nother 2-plus-hour report that will be out in a few months. It's going to have a lot higher production value to educate people out there. And his book, of course, is Strategic Relocation, and it's in the third edition, available at Infowars.com, discounted. If you want to get informed and also support the broadcast and his work. Now, he was just on last week, and I don't normally have guests on 2 weeks in a row, but I appreciate him coming on. But so much of what we talked about is now coming out in the mainstream media. Here's the Washington Times today. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense sites. That is one of the reports. This is unprecedented. Their head, Russian chief of general, a Russian chief of general staff, came out and had a meeting with NATO and said, if you deploy those, that allows you to have a first strike. You hit us with nukes, we fire missiles, you shoot them down. You do that, we're going to hit your sites. And I know Joel Skousen's a big expert on what's going on with the Russians, so we'll get his take on that. Also, of course, he's a former Marine Corps fighter pilot. Amazing stories with the carrier landings and Mach 2 events and things like that as well. And maybe he'll tell us some of those on another day, but I doubt we'll have time for that. He told it in the talk we had. Also, his uncle wrote The Naked Communist, and he's the editor of World Affairs Brief and is a top expert in strategic relocation and creating secure homes. In fact, he wrote The Secure Home, the Bible on it. But again, enough of his bio. You know who he is. He joins us on the subject first. The subject first of Obama mentor wanted Americans put in re-education camps, and that came out in the federal cases, and I have that video out dovetailed, and they wanted 25 million killed, they thought would need to be killed on those bases. And it goes on, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And it says, get their Social Security numbers, have PSYOPs, find out the political dissenters. It's all in there. It's for America and also overseas. There's been a false debate about that, but I've read it myself, 300 pages, scanned over it. We have screenshots of all the subsections to give us his take on this, because we were just talking about it last week on air when he was in studio rounding up dissidents. This is amazing because we know the camps are there, but this is confirming. They're even calling it the Stalinist or North Korean style re-education camp. This re-education, an amazing term to be using that. They don't call it conditioning or reorientation or de-radicalization. They call it re-education and re-education camps. Joel Skousen, what do you make of this?
Well, we're talking about Army Field Manual 3-39.4, and this is a revised field manual from their normal prison camp training manual that they put out to the Army. This has been revised since Abu Ghraib so that it has, specific and carefully worded concepts about not abusing principles of prisoners and not allowing detention as...
Hey, Joel, your phone's a little bit muffled. I know you're on the road about to catch a plane. Are you on a hands-free?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Do me a favor, talk right into the receiver.
Okay, how's this?
It's a little bit better. Please continue.
All right. In any case, Alex, you're exactly correct. The article that you put out and Paul Joseph Watson wrote for InfoWars.com is something that everybody should see. I've read the manual, and it does, in fact, give all of the details about how the Army would implement the lockup of civilians, and it talks about displaced civilians. It's interesting, when you read the whole manual, it doesn't raise alarm bells with a normal Army person, because this is the typical thing they prepare for in a combat zone. There will be civilians. There will be displaced civilians, and how you treat them. But it does give certain hints that, in fact, this is going to be used on Americans. It talks specifically about they will have to get an exception to posse comitatus, and they will have to use executive power to get that exception, and they will also seek to get a congressional resolution that we are under an insurgency. And so it's very, very clear that they put legal language in there to try to justify the re-education of civilians. They do talk about psychological operations officers, how they will try to convince these dissidents about the benefits of American policies and actions. So this is clearly a document aimed at Army officers in order to not alarm them. And that's why we have to be careful to say this does not give what the government is trying to do. This is implementation to Army officers, and it's specifically written so it doesn't alert them to what the government is really up to.
Sure, it's dryly written. Most military and police called in and understood this, but one guy called in and just said, well, this is for overseas. This isn't for domestic. And I just had the feeling it was a staged call. It sounded like a PSYOP.
Well, clearly this is aimed domestically as well, because they do mention posse comitatus and the fact that they're going to have to get an exception.
Now, of course, if you were a prisoner under that, and you said, look, I've read the copy of the manual, you're supposed to, within 72 hours, give me a right of appeal, I'm to have a determination of whether or not I'm under the Geneva Convention, all that's right in your manual, you know, they'd probably just blow you off and say, we don't have that stuff in front of us, and you don't have a lawyer, and you can't do anything to us. But clearly the language is written in there not to offend the sensibilities of patriotic Army officers. They think they're simply going to be implementing something because of massive unrest and that we have to control populations during a military operation within the borders of the United States.
Well, the point is, this didn't just pop up today. It's been a slow, incremental, across administrations, continuity of agenda towards total control. And then you've got the fact that this is set up, from what I've seen, along a Soviet model. Joel, do you agree with that? I mean, all the terms being used, re-education, loudspeaker systems, the whole way that this has been deployed and set up is exactly what came out in the federal court case with Bill Ayers when they were planning to put conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists in giant camps and kill 25 million of us.
Well, I do agree with you that this matches very clearly both the Soviet model and the, and to a certain extent, the Nazi Germany model, but more like the Soviet model and even very disturbingly, much like the North Korean model. And so I think this is something they, I mean, it has been the, in recent history, it has been Vietnam, Laos, and China that have used, and North Korea, the re-education camps to the greatest extent. These are the people that have the top expertise, including torture, which this manual does not mention. But and I think they're not going to tell the military that they're going to go back to that. But once you get in these camps, of course, there are no rights. There are no procedures. You do as I say is what they tell you.
Well, we know from Abu Ghraib and other camps in Iraq, we know from Camp X-Ray, they have the general camp and they have a special torture camp for special personnel, generally contractors or CIA, where they take people. And so, but expanding on that, they even have pain compliance in jails now. The restraint chairs, the billy clubs, the tasers. Undoubtedly, they're going to be controlling the dissidents in these with torture. But this is only 2 years old, 2010. Why do you think they're now upgrading it and using terms like re-education camp? I mean, that's directly out of, as you said, Stalinist Russia or North Korea. Why not use a politically correct term?
Well, you know, the military, and I'm a former military officer, and I've had prison camp training as part of the Marine Corps as an officer, and they've had PSYOPs is a term that's been around since the 50s. So that isn't particularly new. Re-education is new. You know, it's probably slow accommodation of the American people to get them used to this, but more so, it's accommodation of American Army officers. You know, ever since the rise of Ron Paul, as you know, there has been a mini revolt going on in the military services against, illegal actions and being called to that. So the military's got a real problem. I think one of the reasons for implementing this kind of language is to ferret out those who might object to it, get them out of the service. That's what all of the mercenaries involved in these past two wars have been involved in order to filter, to vet, to develop a cadre of, frankly, I'll use the word thugs, people who don't have a conscience that will be able to implement this. And they're reaping thousands of these people. They don't have to bring in foreign troops. They're going to have plenty of Americans that will do this to Americans as long as they, you know, can separate the people that have internet access and understand what the agenda is and those that are dumbed down yes men in the military.
That's why we're in a race. You know, we talked privately at dinner about the TSA. Now we've confirmed they're now going to be in every city and town, warrantless bag searches, and the Secret Service, CBS News Today, groping all over Chicago. So the feds come to your town and start groping you for the Fuhrer's safety. It's clear. The TSA is here to acclimate us to being stopped, and then, oh, you're on the list. You didn't know you were on the list. You get put in the back of a squad car, taken to a facility, trucked to one of these re-education camps.
But, you know, all of these re-education camps have been very, very difficult to ferret out. I believe that they are virtually all on dismantled or active duty military bases. I have had my subscribers out searching for these and tracking down rumors of what they have, and a lot of those rumors end up being false, but we have confirmed that they do have them on military bases. The Nellis Air Force Base has one, Seymour Johnson.
Yeah, it's generally right out in the middle, and they call it an internment training facility. We've confirmed a bunch of them. So they call them a training facility, but they're sitting there waiting.
That's right. I mean, it's like the one at Nellis, for example. Now, Nellis has this prison camp system that's built right as part of the fence, the triple fencing that goes around the nuclear warhead storage facility. Well, it obviously serves dual purpose. Why put a prison camp right on the border of that fence if you aren't in essence going to use double duty and put prisoners in there for a holdover if you have a massive influx of prisoners? And why, for example, at Seattle, do you have this big holding facility where they can fly people in ready for distribution and shipping out on rails? This is preparation for this kind of event. I mean, this facility in Seattle is massive, this holding facility, and it's nearly empty. They just keep enough prisoners going through there to keep the staff.
Oh, there you go. Sandpoint Naval Brig that they've still got is in my film Police State to the Takeover. I had the local newscast where at the G20, or no, that was the WTO meeting in 99, they took thousands and put them in the, quote, old naval brig, and FEMA ran it. So that's my point. They admit it's sports stadiums, it's old brigs, it's old armories, it's old facilities. We learned a lot in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. It said old bases, how they do it. That was an attempt to bring it out in the open and get more funding, but it told us basically the whole blueprint.
And it's interesting that Congress did, and I confirmed this, authorize funding to refurbish World War II prison camps, but I've checked that out, and there's nothing that's been active in that regard. It could be done in the future, but nothing has been done. So those rumors are false right now about those being refurbished and ready to go.
It's incredible. Shifting gears. Well, let me ask this question, then we'll get into the Russia situation, the Russia threat. The military is so awake and gave the majority of their contributions to Ron Paul. I see that in calls on the streets. The most awake group now is the military. Wasn't that case 10 years ago, but it's overwhelming and happening fast. The military callers say half their buddies or all their buddies. It's always above half, but sometimes all. Generally about 70% are totally awake now to a certain extent, they say. What is the system going to do? Just because they've got a bunch of commissars that want to put Americans in re-education camps and would love to, you know, get you and I and others in there and break our noses, they're not going to get away with it. The minute they try that, it is going to be explosive. I mean, it to say the least.
Well, think Blackwater. Think the special brigades of the mercenaries. These are being increased all of the time. These people are hungry for work. I'll bet you will see more and more of these specialized mercenaries moving in to engage in this rather than ordinary troops, because I think they would have a problem unless there was proper justification, which there won't be, obviously. So I think you're right. But they know about this. They know about this resistance. That's why they are really restricting Internet access to soldiers. They're tracking it. They're tracking all of this stuff. And I've talked to soldiers who have been chastised publicly for being on Ron Paul sites and engaging in what they call extremist literature. It's just as bad as the chaplains now being forced to or forced out of the service if they refuse to service the gay community in the service with positive feedback in their chaplain sermons.
Amazing. There's been two new bombings in the Russian Caucasus region. It leaves at least 12 dead. That's in the LA Times. I just broke minutes ago. Let's start getting into the Russia situation. This is unprecedented from what I've seen in history in modern times. Russia threatens to strike NATO missile defense, and that's in the Moscow newspapers in a meeting with NATO, their head general. I guess I'll butcher his name. Nikolai how do you pronounce that? Makarov. Said that if they begin to activate the missiles or before they're activated, Russia's going to attack them. Joel Skousen.
Well, the key is that they claim the right to preemptively strike them. there's no way they're going to go through with a preemptive strike without some justification, but they've got preemptive out there. Now, what's interesting about this is the State Department and the U.S. military should be coming on and saying, Russia has no excuse to be upset. These are not capable of striking anyone. These have no warheads on them. So Russia is entirely mistaken, you know, with a wolfish grin about it. They know better than that, too. You can't make an anti-missile system into an offensive weapon. It has no warhead. It can't do anything at all. In fact, it isn't even very effective against missiles. But, of course, I believe our own globalist government is doing this on purpose, not because they intend to really defend Europe. There aren't enough missiles to do that. I mean, we just got a handful of them. In fact, it has really caused a backlash in the Czech Republic. I've talked to people in Czechoslovakia who say they are hopping mad that they went out on a limb to accept anti-ballistic missiles in Czechoslovakia and the radar system, and then the United States government pulled out and left us vulnerable to Russia. He says now we have had most of the Americans leave Czechoslovakia, and they're being replaced by Russian businessmen. Russian leaders are coming in to fill the vacuum because America is looked upon as an unreliable ally.
It's all part of the globalist strategy to actually give provocation to the Russians to expand in the region. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Schulzkausen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Schulzkausen is our guest. We're getting into the Russia situation. So I might have stole your thunder there, or do you disagree? As we went to break, I'm saying, is this just a way to give Russia a provocation to expand and a way to antagonize Russia? What's the whole point of this?
Well, the entire missile system is meant to antagonize and provoke Russia. You are correct about that. The Russians know as well as everyone else that these missiles are not there to stop a rogue Iranian missile. If you want to stop an Iranian missile, you put them out on the border with Iran. In fact, Russia went to the extent of offering the U.S. missile sites on the border with Iran so that they could prove that the U.S. wanted to keep them in Europe or aiming them at Russia. Now, what this really means, there's two points to why they made this threat of preemptively striking these missile sites. Number one, they want to scare the former Soviet states, like Poland, into the fact that you're going to be the target of a nuclear attack if you accept these missiles or if you allow them to stay on your soil. And so there is some pressure being applied, and that's one of the pressures that made Czechoslovakia nervous when the U.S. didn't back them up when the Russians issued their threat to Czechoslovakia. The other thing is that they're giving fair warning that, in fact, and I'm convinced, because that they will use tactical nuclear weapons, not ICBMs, to take out these sites. They'll use tactical nuclear weapons to take out these missile sites before they launch their planned preemptive ballistic missile strike on the West, because these missiles are primarily there in order to take out Russian missiles in the boost phase. Now, we know from PDD-60, Alex, that the U.S. intends to absorb a nuclear first strike and not retaliate till afterwards when it's ineffective and when we'd have nothing or hardly anything left. And so that is why I believe that the U.S., you know, will in fact allow these missile sites to be destroyed before Russia launches their preemptive nuclear strike, which I'm not predicting until the early next decade.
So what do you expect Russia to do? I mean, does Russia normally just make threats to attack sites, they say, before they even get activated?
Well, once again, I think the reason why it's being done now is to scare the former Soviet states into not cooperating in this manner with the West. Now, remember that Russia intends to control, and they still are to a large extent, controlling the former Soviet states. I've been talking to all of the dissidents, whether it's in Hungary or Bulgaria, and all of these so-called anti-communist leaders are actually former communists who are still communists and who are still got Russian advisors in there, and when we let these people into NATO, it's just like having spies into NATO, and that's what our own globalist government intends. By continued deceit to expand NATO into the former Soviet states, we're letting them in the back door, and it's not going to turn out pretty for the West when the Russians finally decide to take back these former Soviet states.
Joel Skousen, thank you so much for the analysis and the final equation. I think this re-education camp thing is really starting to wake some people up. This has gone super viral.
Yes, I think so. Kudos to your site on breaking the story, Alex. Good job.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I'm just saying it's exciting, though, that people are really starting to pay attention.
Well, it is. If my emails, I'm getting hundreds of emails a day. I can hardly keep up with it. Thanks to the warnings that your site and mine are giving out on this.
WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Thank you, Alex.
By the way, folks, I'll be back live, I should always add, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, or this, we need XM to pick up the Sunday show. It's only weekdays, XM 166. You can always listen at Infowars.com. On the free audio streams there. And don't forget, in the listen section, we have the free podcast every day to be delivered to your iPhone or iPad or whatever system you have when and where you want. Key information coming up.